Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. The defense has begun presenting its case in the Boston Marathon bombing trial of Jahar Tsarnaev. Jurors heard grisly testimony today about the deaths of two of the bombing victims. WBUR's Jack Lepiaris has been following the trial. He joins us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Deb.
So what did you hear in court today?
Well, we heard from two doctors who conducted the autopsies on two of the bombing victims, Lingzi Liu and Martin Richard. Let's start with Liu. We heard about the extensive injuries that she suffered, essentially blast injuries to the legs. Her femoral artery had been transected or cut, meaning that she bled out on the street in a matter of seconds to a matter of minutes. It's not clear. But what was clear, prosecutors established, was that she had a head injury, not a serious enough head injury to knock her out. So she was conscious while all this was happening. Martin Richard, this was extraordinarily graphic testimony, to the point where prosecutors asked the doctor, was there any part of his body that did not suffer any kind of serious injury? The doctor said essentially no.
And how did the jurors react?
The jury saw its strongest reaction during the Martin Richard testimony. You saw people bracing themselves, gripping the arms of their chairs, almost like they were expecting an impact. You saw WBUR's David Boweri, who was watching the jury at the time, said at least six of them were crying. Others were shielding their faces, visibly distraught.
And why would prosecutors end on this note, Jack?
Well, this is a way to bring it full circle. We heard the really emotional testimony from survivors early in the trial. This was a way to clinically describe and in graphic detail describe the extent of the injuries. And it's not by accident that they ended with testimony about the 8-year-old boy who was killed at the finish line. The doctor who testified about that, his last statement that he made to the court was that Martin Richard was 8 years old.
The defense called two witnesses. What's the defense trying to prove with these witnesses, do you think? What's the strategy here?
Well, the defense is continuing its theme that Tamerlan was really the lead actor in this whole situation. And so what they did is they used this witness, Gerald Grant, who's a computer forensics expert. And he was talking about cell phone data showing Jahar Tsarnaev at UMass Dartmouth, where he went to school, roughly the same time that two pressure cookers were being bought at a Macy's in Saugus. Now, previous GPS data from a device taken from the stolen SUV had put that device at the Saugus Mall at the same time that the pressure cooker was bought. It was not clear who used the GPS device to get to that mall, but we do know that two pressure cookers were bought at that time.
All right. WBUR's Jack Lepiaris, thanks very much.
You're welcome.